In this bulletin, accused Australian child sex abuser Malka Leifer loses an appeal against extradition. Germany finds evidence a Russian opposition figure was poisoned. And in sport, the imminent departure of Lionel Messi from Barcelona intensifies. Hi, I'm Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. Germany has found evidence Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny was poisoned using a Soviet-era nerve agent. Testing by a German military laboratory has detected traces of Novichok, a chemical used in a 2018 attack on a former Russian spy in the United Kingdom. Mr. Navalny is in a serious condition in a Berlin hospital after falling ill on a flight to Moscow on the 20th of August. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the alleged poisoning is an attempted murder and is calling for the Russian government to explain itself.
Alexei Navalny is the victim of a crime. He was meant to be silenced, and I condemn this in the sharpest possible manner in the name of the entire German government.
The Israeli Supreme Court has rejected an appeal regarding accused child sex offender Malka Leifer's mental fitness to stand trial. The unanimous decision delivered by the court renders her fit to continue to face her extradition trial, which is pending a ruling. Leifer, who fled to Israel in 2008, is wanted in Australia for 74 charges of rape, child abuse from her time as principal at Melbourne's Adas Israel School. The court decision on her extradition is set to be announced on the 21st of September, and Leifer's lawyers say they will take the opportunity to appeal again. A trial has begun for 14 alleged accomplices of the attack on the Charlie Hebdo magazine offices and a Jewish store in France. The 2015 terrorist attack left 12 people dead, with the suspects being tried for crimes including supplying weapons, membership of a terrorist organisation and financing terrorism. Former Charlie Hebdo journalist Zineb El-Razoui was working from her hometown when she heard the news of the shooting. She will be one of the civil parties at the trial and is determined to fight for press freedom in memory of her colleagues.
I'm not a survivor. I consider myself instead as a fighter. I don't consider myself as a victim, but instead as someone who is lucky to be alive today compared to those who were killed. And so maybe I have a duty with regards to them, meaning to continue the fight to defend the ideas for which they gave their lives.
Let's see what's making news at home now. And Australia looks set to surpass a total of 26,000 coronavirus cases. It comes as 109 new infections were recorded across Australia, 90 of them in Victoria, 17 in New South Wales and 2 in Queensland. There are an estimated 2,622 active cases in Australia. 432 of those are in hospital and the national death toll stands at 663. And officials from Victoria's Shrine of Remembrance have issued a warning to anti-lockdown protesters, stay away. The War Memorial is a prominent landmark near the Melbourne CBD. It has been identified as the meeting location for Freedom Day rally to be held this Saturday, where people plan to gather to protest against lockdown measures. Officials from the memorial have told the group to stay away from the sacred site. In a statement, they said,
"Under no circumstances ever should the shrine be a place of protest. If any individuals or groups choose to express their political views, positions, or ideological theories in the grounds of the shrine at any time, they are completely disrespecting the sanctity of this space, those men and women of the Australian Defence Force who have lost their lives, and all Victorian veterans."
On Sunday, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews will release a roadmap out of lockdown. The state of disaster has been extended until September the 13th, which is the same day Victoria's state of emergency and stage 4 lockdown will end. And Australia's Deputy Chief Medical Officer has warned against complacency during the pandemic as warmer weather approaches. Dr. Nick Coatsworth says it's still unclear to experts if coronavirus will be less transmissible during the summer months as influenza would be. He says an increase in crowds outdoors, though, could pose potential risks. Dr. Coatsworth says travel during the summer season in Europe was a key driver for cross-border infection. Let's see what's happening in the world of sport now and in football. The expected departure of Lionel Messi from Barcelona is one step closer. There are reports the 33-year-old has agreed to a five-year deal with City Football Group worth more than $1 billion. The group majority owns a number of football clubs, including Manchester City in the UK and Melbourne City in Australia. Mr. Messi's father is in Spain holding talks with club officials about the Argentine's future. See what the weather's doing for you across the country today. Cloudy in Perth, 20 degrees. In Adelaide, a shower or two clearing, 17. Much the same for Melbourne, 19 degrees. In Hobart, becoming windy, partly cloudy, 17 for you. A shower or two in Canberra, 20 degrees. Fine weather in Wollongong, 26 degrees. Sunny, warm conditions for Sydney, 29. Sunny as well in Newcastle, 27. Partly cloudy in Brisbane, 25 for you. 28 degrees in Cairns. Much the same and sunny for you in the top end, 34 degrees rather, in Darwin.